As you know very well, in 2018, our position was clear that we were not ready to sign the RRCs, which was imposed on the parties in Khartoum. And actually, the signing of RRCs in Khartoum was a decoy to implement other agreements which the government of Sudan had imposed on South Sudan, or had made the leadership in South Sudan then to agree to, which was basically pursuing their own interest and other regional interest. And that was what was wrong with the 2018 agreement signed in Khartoum and again re-signed in Addis Ababa. Now, we also said that that agreement was not going to be implemented, and time has proven us right that the agreement has not been implemented. Essentially, what happened was turning the RRCs into a surrender agreement for the opposition to be delivered to Khartoum in return for a lot of oil money, claiming to be compensation for Idlig and other monies that the government of Sudan was just imposing on the government of South Sudan, plus other things, including attempts by the Bashir government to return to control the oil areas as per agreement. Of course, Bashir was overthrown by that time, and Al-Burhan and Hametti continued with that deal, and Dr. Riek Machar was delivered to Juba and became a prisoner of that situation. President Kiir said that the RRCs was not designed to be implemented, and that was very much revealing, because it was they what was to be implemented are other associated agreements which were secret deals. And Dr. Riak says there is no political will to implement the RRCs. He is right, because it was a deal between Khartoum and Juba and Kampala,
And what
and
makes you
that was wrong.
and what makes you to believe that there is a political will to implement the Tumaini initiative if it's initialed as you envision?
The Tumaini initiative, first of all, it is an initiative by President Kiir. When President Kiir and his government walked out from the Rome negotiations and initiated this, we accepted the challenge. We came here, we negotiated, and we have now the eight protocols. In total, there will be nine protocols plus implementation matrix. And by the way, the Tumaini consensus is inclusive of the provisions of RRCs that the parties signatories to RRCs have failed to implement over more than 6 years now. And we have included them. We have created strengthened mechanisms to implement, to ensure implementation. We have also created both internal and external guarantees for implementation, or to ensure implementation, just as we did with the CPA. And that makes us more confident that we will be able to implement the Tumaini consensus. And actually, the Tumaini consensus is a rescue plan for South Sudan to avoid its disintegration and its collapse into total chaos, as the situation is very clear to you. You can see that South Sudan is falling into a very serious abyss.
You have said that time and again that your aim is to rescue the country from total collapse. I mean, who are working to make this country collapse?
It is a combination of various crises as a result of failure of all the transitional governments since independence to usher South Sudan into a path of a state and nation building. This failure has resulted into a failed state. Also, the policies that have been adopted by the government under the leadership of President Kiir has led to state capture. South Sudan, the state, has been captured, and its resources have been siphoned away. You can see how weakened the state is now. Can you imagine? Our government is not able to pay the salaries of the civil service, the army, the other organized forces. The entire government is totally bankrupted by the cartels who are associated around the leadership. So there's a total capture of the state. There's a total breakdown of the state. The country is almost in total chaos and lawlessness. There is a lot of community conflict, a lot of breakdown all over the place, and the state is not there to help. Therefore, from all this crisis plus all the conflicts that are there, and plus the natural also crises that are that have made South Sudan as a weak, fragile state, so incapable. Like, for example, South Sudan is already one of the first victims of climate change, with the unprecedented floods that have come. All this combination of man-made disasters and natural disasters and climate change, which is also man-made by the advanced countries that have emitted a lot of carbon dioxide and caused the global warming and creating this crisis. From all this crisis, South Sudan is collapsing into chaos and disorder.